as you heard Kevin Rudd say there, he said the wow factor of the announcement has become an oops factor for Prime Minister Scott Morrison, and it certainly continues to dominate national and international affairs, stretching from here over to Washington and Paris. Peter Van Onselen is political editor with the Ten Network and a columnist with The Australian. Peter, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
Hi, my name's Kevin. I'm here to help. Is this another Kevin Rudd Pfizer moment going on here? And, you know, what do you think? He has made some valid points, even if he's made them overseas?
Yeah, look, as a private citizen, he can do whatever he wants. And with the authority of being a former prime minister, he's going to be able to get a platform such as talking to yourself, and that's completely understandable. I think he's right in most of his criticism about Scott Morrison, particularly in identifying that whether or not this is a good deal, you can be highly critical of the lack of diplomacy surrounding it and the damage done to the relationship with the French, notwithstanding things that the French have done in ancient history. That's no reason to replicate bad behaviour. But Kevin Rudd, in a sense, is doing the same thing if you put the hat on of being a former prime minister, being so hypercritical of the current prime minister. We get used to that, of course. Ex-prime ministers are doing that increasingly on both sides of the parliament. But he, in a sense, he's doing what he is criticising Scott Morrison for, that is to say, making the diplomatic situation worse with his criticism. But, Fran, that doesn't make him wrong. I think he's right as an analyst in what he's actually saying about the mistakes along the way.
He mentioned there many times the US President Joe Biden speaking with Emmanuel Macron. The US President agreed there should have been more consultation. He said he holds himself responsible. The French ambassador's heading back to Washington next week. No word on the Australian ambassador. Is it time Scott Morrison picked up the phone to the French President, or is he judged perhaps fairly and correctly that Emmanuel Macron is not in a mood to take the call?
he may well not take the call. A French president's unlikely not to take a call from a US president, but an Australian Prime Minister, one who the US President doesn't necessarily remember the name of. It might be a different story, Fran, but having said that, he has to try. I think he did a media conference a short time ago from the US where he was asked about whether he would apologise to the French. Now, Scott Morrison wouldn't like the question being formed that way. You know, he's not one to say sorry. He avoids that like the plague. Having said that, though, some form of reach out at that leader-to-leader level I think is really important, because if the US president is prepared to do it to the French president, the Australian prime minister absolutely has to, because not only are we a middle power, not a great power, we're also more in the wrong, I would argue, in terms of exactly what we've done versus what the US have done. They've come in and done a deal that's good for them. We've had to break a deal to get that deal done with them via the subs arrangement.
Yeah, it's very personal, isn't it? We now have two former Labor prime ministers eviscerating this submarine announcement, either the deal itself or the way it was managed, in the case of Mr. Rudd. The government, you know, might be able to just sort of shrug this off, but what about Anthony Albanese? Are we already seeing Labor recalibrating its support for this AUKUS deal and the subs in particular? Is that in response to the criticisms from the former PMs, or have they just had more time to think about it?
I think that they're trying to avoid the political mistakes here, but try to do the right thing on the policy front. So, you know, Penny Wong's speech this morning, you know, snippets of which have been aired already. We know that Labor are going to try to raise as many questions as possible. Prime Minister Scott Morrison, in that media conference that I mentioned that he just did a short time ago, he was asked about this and he tried to, if you like, pick the holes in Labor, having said that they broadly agree. However, they've now raising, it would seem, more and more concerns. I think at its essence, Anthony Albanese doesn't want to get caught on this issue, and Labor wants to support it. We've had a couple of right-wing MPs come out and criticise what Paul Keating has had to say, albeit diplomatically. Ultimately, there'll be more dissenting voices within Labor, but I think the Labor leadership group and the opposition writ large will back this in, partly because they think it's in our national interest, certainly, but then also because they know that given even the slightest chance, Scott Morrison will make this a national security wedge. And his rhetoric was like that this morning, Fran, in that media conference. He literally said words to the effect of, you know, Labor, if they want to have a bet each way on national security, that's not the way I operate. Okay. So they'll be mindful for that.
Yeah, so is Penny Wong, in the speech she's given, she's going to raise questions about Australia's sovereign capability. She's going to say government needs to ensure Australia retains the ability to act alone when needed. Is that going to open themselves up, make them vulnerable to that particular wedge?
Well, I don't think it should. I think you're allowed to ask questions and raise concerns but ultimately support something. They've done that with tax cuts and various things along the way. There will be critics who will say that they're having a bet each way, but in my view, that's the way good policy analysis happens. You raise concerns, you hope to have them addressed, but if you believe that the core thrust is the right one, then you're supporting the core thrust. It's as simple as that.
Peter, thanks for joining us.
Good to chat.
Peter Van Onselen is Professor of Politics at Griffith University and the University of WA.